Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Thomas Nashe. Thomas Nashe, N-A-S-H-E, Nashe. Now he was born in 1567 and he died in 1601. He was one of the university wits. Now though he is famous as a dramatist, he also wrote works of prose. Now first let me tell you about the works of drama that he wrote. The first is called Summer's Last Will and Testament. W-I-L-L, Will. Summer's Last Will and Testament. This came out in 1592. और एक किस चीज के बारे में है? It is a mask-like play, M-A-S-Q-U-E, वो वाला mask. A mask-like play that allegorically depicts the changing of the seasons and the passing of time. After that, Thomas Nashe also contributed and collaborated with the writer Christopher Marlowe. For the play called Dido, Queen of Carthage. Dido, Queen of Carthage. And this play is basically about the love story of Dido and Aeneas. After that, another play he is said to have written. But now that play is lost. The manuscript is lost. And the name of that play is The Isle of Dogs. I-S-L-E, Isle. Isle kya hota hai? Island. The Isle of Dogs. And why this play is important? Because though the manuscript is lost, we know that there are some contemporary references to this play. And after writing this play, Thomas Nashe was also briefly imprisoned. Matlab unko jail bhi jana pad gaya tha is play ko likhne ke liye. After the publication of this play. Because it is a kind of satirical play. The Isle of Dogs. Now, from an exam point of view, they can ask you this question that after which play did Thomas Nashe go to prison? It is The Isle of Dogs. Now, as I told you that along with works of drama, Thomas Nashe has also written works of prose. Matlab prose mein bhi inhone likha hai. And the most famous work of prose is The Unfortunate Traveller. The Unfortunate Traveller or The Life of Jack Wilton. This is so famous because it is regarded as the first picaresque novel in English. First picaresque novel in English. Now, picaresque kya hota hai? Iska matlab aapko pata hona chahiye. So, this novel follows the adventures of this hero called Jack Wilton through various European cities during the Renaissance. And this novel is filled with satire, it is filled with social commentary and also some vivid descriptions of the period in which it was written. After that, the next work of prose is Pierce Penniless, His Supplication to the Devil. Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, Pierce. Pierce ka matlab kya hota hai? Literal, matlab penetrate kar dena. Pierce Penniless, His Supplication to the Devil. This is a kind of satirical pamphlet that critiques various social ills and vices of the Elizabethan England. And it is notable for its sharp wit, the social commentary that it provides, as well as the depiction of this character called Pierce Penniless. And this satire focused on the seven deadly sins. And the next work is called Have With You to Saffron Walden. Have With You to Saffron - Walden. W-A-L-D-E-N. This is a kind of satirical pamphlet. Again, and this is directed against a writer named as Gabriel Harvey. Gabriel Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y. Who was Gabriel Harvey? He was a rival writer. So, the way in the neoclassical period later on, we have John Dryden writing about Shadwell. Similarly, here Thomas Nashe is trying to satirize Harvey. Harvey or Harvey, whatever you want to pronounce. H-A-R-V-A-V-E-Y. So, in this work, there is a satire of Harvey and his brothers. And afterwards, as I told you that the earlier work, Pierce Penniless, His Supplication to the Devil. इसमें भी एक तरीके का criticism है, एक तरीके का satire है against this writer Gabriel Harvey and his brothers. Now after that he has also written The Anatomy of Absurdity. Now आपने पढ़ा होगा पहले The Anatomy of Melancholy. Here we have The Anatomy of Absurdity. Now this was the first work of Thomas Nashe. Nashe's first published work. This is a prose satire. This is also a satire, but a prose satire that attacks various literary and social trends of the time. So, from an exam point of view, just remember that Thomas Nashe was one of the university wits. Though he is famous as a dramatist, he also wrote many works of prose. And amongst his works of prose, the most famous one is The Unfortunate Traveller or The Life of Jack Wilton. complete title hai ye. And this is famous because this is regarded as the first picaresque novel in English. Theek hai? Along with this, as I told you that also remember the names of some of his works. One of his plays is called Summer's Last Will and Testament. Theek hai? Dido, Queen of Carthage, which was written in collaboration with writer Christopher Marlowe. Theek hai? I also told you that after writing the play The Isle of Dogs, theek hai? The Isle of Dogs, Thomas Nash was imprisoned briefly. ठीक है, इनको जेल हो गई थी फॉर अ शॉर्ट पीरियड ऑफ टाइम. ठीक है.